Okay. Okay. So we have it. I just wanted to take one point. We talked this out. We talked about it before. But question is, and it tells us Mishnah, a big one. So basically, the question was that. Look at the Tosfos. It says where it says Vim Tomar. It's like halfway through the Tosfos. Okay, Vim Tomar.
Yeah.
It says Kivan de. So this is a going to according to Biyosei Glili. You need there's two types of things you stand for. One guy is a Chacham, another one is an old guy who has Chachma. Okay. So it says Kivan de Bahad they save an army by Chacham. Since together with an old guy he has to also have Chachma. According to Rabbi Yossi Gli, holds that even a young chacham you stand for. Save the kazuchan alamali. What do you have to have an old guy? Pshita. Given that filu yana v'chakim, even if he is young and wise, kol shekain save v'chakim can't be worse if you're old and wise. Demi garaim huzakin ma'adei chacham. Is it going to make it worse if the chacham happens to be old? So in other sense, you have to stand for a young old guy, a young chacham. So obviously it's stand for an old chacham, so what do you have to have two different guys you stand for? Right? Okay, so we talked about this, right? So jump down to V'yesh Lomar. V'nir L'ri. Okay, it's down, jumping a bit, towards the beginning of the line there, like seven lines on the bottom. Divada yanev v'chakim tzarech shehem muflag. That a young wise guy has to be, like, renowned. Okay? He's a very, very chacham. The kachli zakin she'en a muflag. Kimo Yonik Bechakim Shu Muflag. I'm sorry. Lekach Itzrach Seva. Af Pishen Muflag. And that's why it has to teach you an old guy, even if he's not Muflag, even if he's not like a well known, fully established, right? He says, the Kach Li Zakin Sheino Muflag, Kimo Yonik Bechakim Shu Muflag. Because there's an equation between a Zakin who is not Muflag to a Yonik Bechakim who is Muflag. Okay, but if they're exactly equal in chachma, the young guy and the old guy, then the young one has to stand for the old one. Okay, the gabe yonik tzarech shiya muflag b'chachma, because by the young guy he has to be well established in chachma. The gabe zaken in a tzarech, but by an old guy he doesn't have to be.
What?
I know that's the question. It's like, wait a minute, if you tell me they're equal. Well, he's saying there is, but he's saying that by a zaken the standard is lower. He doesn't have to be a well-established chacham.
So they're not equal.
No, they're equal in their chachma. They're equal in their chachma. They're both level 10 chacham.
Right.
But to be for a young guy, you have to be level 15 to stand for him. But for an old guy, once you're level 10, you stand for him. So they both have the exact same chachma, but the standards are lower. So you don't have to be as great when you're old. Yeah. He's saying there are different standards for young and old. For an old guy, he has to be very chacham. For an old guy, he doesn't have to be that chacham.
That's the
chiddush
of
zaken. And if you told me yanik chacham, I'd say it means a guy who's really a serious chacham, a lamdan, a tam chacham, a real tam chacham. So, but I would think that but an old guy who's of course, if an old guy is that kind of chacham, you have to stand for him. But it's saying is the old guy, even if he's not that kind of a chacham, now he can't be a fool. He has to have chachma. But he doesn't have to be like that. That's something special. So you have two guys who are equal, though. Equal in chachma, you have an old guy and a young guy. You have to stand for the old and not for the young. So I guess my question is if they're both equal in chachma, then why are you standing more for one than for the other? I mean, if they tell me they're equal in chachma, they're 100% equal, he's saying. So, why, what's that idea? Why is it that they're different? Why should there be a different level? I think maybe what Jeremy's getting at, but when he says they're equal in chachma, what does he mean? I don't think he means they're 100% equivalent in all aspects and perfection and the whole everything, because then they're the same. Then what's the difference? But I think he means in chachma. It means like they both learn the sugya the same way. They both, whatever. There's chachma which has like there's a manifest form of chachma. You know what I mean? And that they're equivalent. But in general, for them, if those two guys the manifestation of Chachma is equivalent. When the guy is a Zaken, it's like the Chachma is like a part of him in a different kind of way. It's more real to him. It's made an impact on him in a different kind of way because of the nature of his emotions and his fantasies being broken. And whereas there that is a greater person. Whereas the equivalent Chachamim, Chachma is a reference to the Chachma. That's just manifest. You don't know his internal soul. I mean, he means, in terms of the appearance of the thing, they're the same. The Chachma is the same. But a Zaken, who has that level of Chachma, is a level of an Adam. A certain level of an Adam. Because if you have that kind of a Chachma, and you make it to your old age, where naturally your old age has a positive effect for your perfection, that's going to be a certain level of an Adam. Whereas a guy who's still young, in the midst of his fantasies, in the midst of his youth, who's at that level, it's a good level, okay, but it's nothing special, you know? When you're young, in order to set yourself apart as being a real gavra, then you have to really be, like, set apart in chachma from everyone else. Because you can be set apart because you're a great chacham, and you could give an awesome shiur or whatever, or you could set yourself apart because you're the standard chacham, but you've set yourself apart through your old age, which gives you a special quality, gives you an edge. So he doesn't mean they're exactly equal. He just means something of the Chachma. The Chachma just means the manifest expression. Whereas the point is that Chachma, the apparent Chachma, is only apparent. It's only on the surface. And that's not really what Chachma is. Chachma is how the person is affected by the Chachma. So, but we can't really observe the person's affected by the Chachma. You can't observe the guy's soul. So, if you were to say the only reality is the apparent Chachma, then they're equivalent, don't you think? But since the reality is the way it affects him, so therefore, even though they're apparently equivalent, but since the Zaken is a guy who's in general is perfected, so therefore the Chachma is a different level of Chachma. But in the young guy, in order for him to be that level of Chachma, he has to really set himself apart as being a high level of Chachma. And then he's set apart as Chachma, then you assume that he's at a higher level. There's an assumption that he's really a high-level Gavra. So now let's go back to where it says, Yachol Yamar Yipanami Makam Rachok. Okay, back to the Brisa. It's on Lam Bez Lam Bez. It's right after it brought down the Shita of Yosef Glili. After the Pasuk of Mishlechas, Hashem Kanei Rishas Arka. So it says, Yachol Yamon Mipanu Mimakom Rachok. I might think they should stand for him from far away. Right? Talmud Lomar. Right when he walks in the room, for instance. Talmud Lomar, Tokom Vihadarta. Lo Amarti Kima El Bimakom Shiesh Hidor. So we only say Kima in a place where there's Hidor. Right? Rashi. El Bimakom Shiesh Hidor. It's all the way up. So the first one, Lahaina Tanakama. The El Vashay Shal Hidor, Be'ami Dasa, through standing. Hidor is like a Dornson. The Hainu, Toch Dalar Amos. The Mucha Milsa, Shemi Panach Womit. So it has to be in a place where it's Muchach that you're standing for him. Okay? So therefore, it's only within Dalar Amos. You know, I wondered about this thing. I mean, maybe we'll talk about it more later, but like, let's assume, like, you know, this kind of happens a lot. Like, you're at a wedding. And a Rav gets called up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? A Rav gets called up to the podium, you know? So, simple pshat here is Dalar Amos. If he's not with any Dalar Amos, if he's with any Dalar Amos, fine. But if he's not with any Dalar Amos, so why are you standing for him? You know what I mean? But I'm wondering, is like, it is Muchach that you're standing for him because he's getting called up.
And Dalar Amos is only because of Muchach.
Yeah. But the Halacha brought down is Dalar Amos, not Muchach. You know, like, Muchach is the Svara.
Right.
So the question is like, does that halachically, if it would be muchach in some other instance,
would it
count? It's interesting, it's because the Ran, I didn't get to do this much yet, but I think the Ran learns, because by Rav Muvak, you stand up right when he walks in the room. Even if even not Dalai Lama's, like you're a real rabbi, you know? So I think the Ran explains it's because it's Nicker that you're standing for him. Since everyone knows he's... What? People know he's your Rav Muvak.
Yeah, but you're not saying people's perception of your relationship with the guy. You're saying Hadarta,
they honor
him.
Well, I guess we have to get into, but maybe he'll see you. I don't know. We have to get into what this idea of Muchach is altogether. But whatever it is, though, apparently saying is it's Muchach that you're standing for. Then there's a point there is, the point is that if a random Rav, random Talmud Chacham walks in the room and I stand up, What does that even do with them? I mean, I don't know. He walked into the room, there's a lot of people walking around, so there's no relationship. But if he's Yeram Vovok, so if Yeram Vovok walks in the room, everyone stand up. You know that it's because Yeram Vovok. Everyone associates you, or you, he associates you, whatever. Even him, whoever, anyone. Mulah means to someone.
Yep. You
know, so he wants to say that by Rav, that's why Rav Mova he's saying right away. I don't know if that's the only svara though, but it's interesting. So according to that, it sounds like he's learning. Like it lends itself to, you know,
right, to variation. So then, right,
but it still could be that it has like an objective forms. You know what I mean? Like I don't know if he said halacha is like if he's six amos and you think it'll be muchach, then do it also. You know what I mean? Like there's no one else around and he's within six and a half. You know what I mean? Like could just be halacha's halacha. So this is why, but halachically, it has to go on in Surah. The Surah is on Amos, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I was looking around. I couldn't find anyone who brought it up. But it's a good question.
You're saying the Ram says, when you see him?
Yeah. You're out of my but the Ram explains that the reason why is because then it's Nicker. I don't think the Ram explains that's the reason why. And also, there's another issue is you may say, if everyone else is standing up, do you have to stand up? Like at a wedding. So you may say, why? Who cares? But you'll see. There's a thing. You're right. There's a thing that if everyone else is doing it and you don't, it could be like a bisa. We'll see. There's a thing like that. In the sugya, as we move along, hopefully we'll get to this. There's a halacha like that. Or
not
in this case, but there's another case where you see there's a phenomenon like that of worrying about the perception. You know, so we'll get to these things. I'm just throwing it out now because it just came, you know, it's coming out now. Okay, back to the point here. So the question is, you have Havin Oskana, do you stand for the Chacham right when he walks in the room or only when he's within your Da'at Amos? I would think you stand for him right when he walks in the room. Kamash Mala, no. Takom the Adarta. It's only a Kimash Yesh Bahidor. Yesh Bahidor means that it's Muchach, they're standing for him. Right? Facts are simple. Okay, good question. Muchach to who?
That's
good question. Can you tell me? Something like this, that when it comes to kavod, see, by your Rav or by your father or whatever, there's the din of kavod. Now, kavod means to show respect. It's an objective demonstration of respect for this guy. Okay, he's your rabbi. Your special respect. So it means is that that's mechayev to stand up. When he walks into the room, you have to stand up. I, who knows that you're doing it, well, that has nothing to do with anyone knowing. It's that he deserves respect. You have to, he's a chashuv guy, he's your rabbi, he brought you into this world, whatever it is, and you have to recognize that he's a chashuv guy, okay, vis-a-vis you. So you have to stand up for him. Okay, it doesn't matter if anyone sees, it doesn't do a seeing, it's real. You have to stand up for this guy. Okay, you have that's honor, that's respect. You have to respect him. Okay. But here there's din of Hidor. Hidor means vehadarta, means like to adorn. Okay? It's funny lashon, right? To adorn him. But to me it sounds like adorn means to cast a certain light on the chacham. Like it's a demonstration. Okay? It's a demonstration that this guy is to be respected. Okay? Demonstration to who, you'd say? I'd say, in theory, to the world, to everyone, to the world, to Klal Yisrael, the idea is that we respect Zaken. He has to be adorned. Like in Klal Yisrael, this guy has to be like set apart. This guy is the guy who's adorned. You know what I mean? Like he's set apart. It's a demonstration. You have to demonstrate his significance. Okay. Now, a demonstration. You say an action of demonstration could only be if your action is related to the guy you're demonstrating about. His demonstration has to be that, what do you mean, he walks into the room, I'm 100 feet away and I stand up. That's, I'm not demonstrating anything. I mean, it's true in terms of myself, I'm responding to him and I'm reflecting that he's a certain kind of a person. But an action of demonstrating that he is Mahudar, being Mahadar him, by definition has to be related to him. That your action has to relate to him somehow. So the way it's related is through Da'at Amos. Okay, and as that relates your action to him, that's how it's demonstrated. This guy is a chashuv guy. This is who we stand up for. It's an idea. In any society, you stand up for people, certain people. This is the guy we adorn. We don't adorn the royal family. This is who we adorn. We adorn our chacham. No, we don't adore celebrities. We adore chacham. So that's an action of demonstration. An action of demonstration has to be related to the thing you're demonstrating about. Otherwise, it doesn't do anything. So that's what I'm saying. It's not that he sees, it's that people see. Now you'll say, let's say no one's around, but that's still, that's an action. It's an action of demonstration. It doesn't mean that necessarily the effect is what you're getting. I mean, it's true, it's because there is an effect. But the halacha is an action of demonstration means stand on his enyada aramas. That's an action of demonstration. I mean, it could be that's why you can't start drawing lines, like if he walks into a wedding hall, you know what I mean? Because, like, an action demonstration, that's a mitzvah. That's not an action demonstration, that's just an action of standing up, which happens to be there are conditions which lend itself to demonstration, you know, to people noticing. But an action demonstration is really where he's, there's a relationship. You'll say Rav Mavak, and we'll get to that. Right, I mean, Rav is a chiddush, is the Rav saying. But, I mean, that's, you know, I mean, it's not, we're not doing that again. I didn't do it earlier. I'm just trying to find this. I was just bringing it in just to show that, you know. Maybe I'll try to look into it. Maybe it's a good thing to do next. I'm not sure. Okay, you with me? So, standing, you know, I have to stand to as an action of demonstrating his greatness. His chashivas. So you can't demonstrate something if you're standing has no relationship to him. How am I demonstrating his chashivas? I'm standing up. And, you know, because he walked into the room, what does that have to do with me? Just because in my mind I happen to know that he stood, he walked in, but my action doesn't relate to him in any way. But to demonstrate that he's great, it has to be that he walks right by me, and I stand up. And then he walks past me, and I sit down. That's, you know, so it's an actual demonstration of his greatness. You know what I mean?
So
that's different. That's why I'd say hidor is demonstration. You're adorning him. Kavod is just an idea of respect. That this person is a respected person and demands a certain action of respect. He's, let's say, he reflects Shemayim. When he walks in, you have to stand up. For who sees it? It's not who's seeing it. It's not. He deserves it. He deserves respect. He's chashuv. I have to stand up for him. But here, it's not that the chacham. It's interesting. It's not that the chacham is important, and therefore I have to stand. I mean, that might be a kiyum. It might be a good idea for you, but it's not the mitzvah of hidor. The mitzvah of hidor is not because he's important, and therefore I have to stand. It's a mitzvah of demonstrating his significance.
And obviously, you're demonstrating, it's because he's worthy of respect.
Yeah, it is true. He might be worthy of it, but that's not the mitzvah. You know what I mean? Right. It might be a good idea to stand up when he walks into the room, but that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is v'hadarta
b'nei zakeh. Right. It's fine.
So let's just get to the next problem. So let's set the facts here. So it says, the Gemara says, Yachol, Yahadran Abim Amon.
Hello?
I might say he should be mahadarim with money. Whatever that means, to give him money or something. Right? You'll see. Tommy Lomar Tukum. Well, we'll get Rashi actually. There's Rashi on the top of the next Amud. You see, Yachol Yajan Mamon? Kidachsev, Lo Sehadar Pnei Gadol. Mashallah, you shouldn't be Mahader, the face of a Gadol, like in Din. You know, like the Mashallah Mamon. It means like give him the Din. Throw the Din his way, the court case his way to be Mahader and to adorn him. You know, or Kigon Vidal Lo Sehadar Bariba. You shouldn't do the same to a poor person. Should be mahadar a poor person in a fight, like by giving him the death. So you see that hidor there is a reference to a poor person. You see that hidor there means to give him the money. Give him the money. So giving a guy money is a demonstration that he's deserving the money. He's an important guy. So you see that the Torah uses the term hidor in the context of giving a guy money. So I might think that you have to stand out that Adarta b'nei zakeh means with money. Right, I mean it's not just the crazy. That's what Rashi. It's not just a crazy avmin. I say give him money. Why should I think of money? But you see, the Torah uses the term as hidor. So the Gemara says back to our Gemara, Tapan Lomar Takum the Adarta, Ma Kima Shein Bachsaron Kes, Af Hidor Shein Bachsaron Kes. Just like standing up doesn't cost any money, so too hidor doesn't cost any money. Okay, the question is, I guess, what's that concept? You know, it's that's just accidental. Like, whoa, but why not? Right, if you go backwards, then you'll say, it's, I don't even know what, but you're right. Yeah, Rashi, Yachol, Yachol, Yehidor, Zehidor, Mamon, Chabdo, Mamon, to Chabin with money, right? Yeah, now look also the Gemara. I think we should do the Gemara there, because it says Amar Mar, the bottom.
Where?
Yeah, Amar Mar, in the next Amar, let me get Mamon off. Amar Mar, that's why Rashi was over there, the third line. Second line, number mark. Yachol Yajan Ram Talmud talking about Dart. The Maki Vishenol Soyes Avido Shenol Soyes. The Kima Lesbach Soyes. Is it true that standing doesn't cost money?
Yeah, right.
Milo Askina and the Kanasiv Maganisa.
Yeah,
Right? So isn't it talking about, and Rashi explains, doesn't it also mean a case where he's, picking his pearls, like working with pearls, and when he walks by, you have to stand up and do mevatalim malacha. So it will involve money. Standing up does involve a loss of money. So it's not really a good raya. Because standing up really involves money also. So what do you mean that Ahmad just like standing up doesn't have money? Standing up could have money just like Hidor could have money. So Gemara says, no. El Akish Kima Lehidor. Okay, get this. Ready? Excuse me. My Hidor Shembo Bittol. Just like Hidor, this guy demonstrating his greatness doesn't involve Bittol Malacha. I'm not sure exactly why. Af Pikima Shembo Bittol. So too, standing up doesn't involve Bittol Malacha. And now, so since bit standing up doesn't apply where it's being about the malacha, so now, akishnami yidor lekima, makima shemach son kes, hafidah shemach son kes.
So circular.
So therefore, you don't have to stand up while you're doing work, because you don't do bit the malacha.
How does
he
not have bit
the
malacha?
How does he not have bit the malacha? Why can't you say yidor would mean to adorn him somehow? So why can't you say if here in the middle of Malacha, and you have to adorn him, so adorn him. Like, why does, so standing can have Bittul Malacha, why can't adorning him have Bittul Malacha? Who get that premise? Look at Rashi, Milo Askina. Kilomar, Milo Mashma Nami, Afilu Noki Marganisto, Shemnes Yikarahi, Umatrucha Lemekam, Afil de Bottom Malacha, Vekas Songs. Rashi's saying Nami. It doesn't mean that's the case. The case is where he's working with pearls. It means even that case. You have to stand up no matter what. So it says, no, ma, hidor, shein, bo, bitul, malacha. And that's what you're saying. De'ein, lashon, hidor, ela, nesias, panim. Okay, really, hidor means, like, you show him a favor. Show, like, nesias, panim. Like, you show him, like, a favor. O, b'mamon, o, b'kibud, dvarim. Okay, it means either with money or with words. E'im, mashmo, bitul, malacha. It doesn't, does not, in the mashmos of hidor, does not include, bitul, malacha. It means you say something nice to him, you give him money. Okay, but it doesn't involve bittul malacha. I mean, it's funny. Well, why not? But that's what he's saying. Makim b'shein b'chsan kesto kimna b'shein b'bittul malacha askina. V'sul l'shein b'chsan kesto. There's no other chsan kesto anymore. Af yidor shein b'chsan kesto. Al karchach lo nechtav yidor el alidrosh. K'da amran. L'mute yamida meirachach. L'mute beis hamerchatz. K'da amran. Oh, he's saying it, so I think he's bothered by it. So now what does hidor include now? So it's just standing up. So what are you doing hidor? Hidor doesn't mean to do with money. Just means to stand up. So why do you have to write either? You're either standing up.
Isn't it a different action than standing
up? No, it's standing up.
Oh, I see.
What he's saying is, but he's teaching you, it means something else. That it's showing you the kind of amida is one of hidor. So that's why it has to be in a close range and not in a bathroom. Okay, so hidor is learned for, it's not a separate halacha, it's just telling you the nature of the amida. Okay, fine.
So it's just like funny.
This is the way I have to do the funny stuff.